Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sandra Leininger, and she's with the French Icarian Colony Foundation near Corning. Good morning to you, Sandra.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, it is spring. Some days it doesn't feel very spring-like, but other days, you know, the grass is greening up and all that sort of thing. And that means May is just around the corner.
Yes, it'll be here before we know it, I'm afraid.
Yeah, but you have an event that's going to be fun.
Yes. Last year, we decided to recognize our neighbors, the Icarian Colony neighbors of English, Irish, Scottish, and Welsh ancestry, who pioneered not only in Adams County in the 1800s, but also pioneered in southwest Iowa. When you're interpreting a historic site, and the reason I bring this up is because a lot of people say, why are you doing a classic British tea because you're a French outfit? When you're interpreting a historic site, you also interpret what was going on in the area, in the country, in the state during that same time period. So we thought it was appropriate, not only because there were a lot of people of that ancestry who settled in southwest Iowa, but we also had a family from England that joined the Icarian Colony.
Oh.
We had several different nationalities in the colony, and we want to recognize them. So hopefully we'll be recognizing other heritages in the coming years with different events.
Yeah, you're pretty creative there that you will be doing that. So on May 2nd, you're having a May Day English Ladies Tea. Tell us a bit more about that event.
A May Day afternoon tea. It'll be a classic British tea with sandwiches, savories, and sweets. We'll begin serving at 12:30. We will start seating people at 12:15. The tea tickets are $20 each. We have limited amount of space in our communal dining hall. So for people who would like to come, I would certainly call and get your tickets ordered soon.
And this is the second annual one, and as I've heard that you sold out last year.
Yes, we did. We had all of our tickets sold about 2 weeks before the event. So
don't wait.
Yes, you don't want to wait if you want a ticket. And it was our first annual one. It was very successful. The ladies all seemed to really enjoy it. In between our different tea courses, we shared with them a little bit of history. We'll be doing that again this year. And then we've added a new event to it this year. A proper tea attire of hat and gloves is encouraged, but it is not required. And we are going to have a hat contest this year.
Okay.
There will be prizes in three categories, the most fancy, the most unique, and the most whimsical hats. And then there'll be an overall grand prize hat winner.
All right. Now, that, you know, some people do have those hats saved, and they can get them out of their closet. There might be some of us who would have to go to used clothing kind of place. But hats are kind of in again. So I think most places that, like Salvation Army or some of those similar places, do have hats. So,
well, you can always go to a craft store and buy the shell of the hat and then decorate it yourself.
There
and make
you
it
go.
The most fancy or the most unique or whatever.
There you go, Sandra. Great idea. So now what day is it? Is it actually on May 1st, on May Day, or is it on May 2nd?
No, it's on May 2nd. It's on Saturday.
Okay,
afternoon.
It's on Saturday. Okay, I said that and I thought, now I better just double check on that.
Yeah, Saturday, May
2nd. Okay, even though it's called May Day, it's close by.
Right.
So now you mentioned several courses, and most of us have not been to an English tea. Talk a little more about those courses.
Well, in the traditional Old English, there were different teas. This is an afternoon tea. Afternoon teas in the 1700s would have been served any time in the afternoon, but primarily between 3 and 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. They ate their main meal so late, and it was such a long period of time between their lunch at noon and their final meal at 8 o'clock at night that people would get hungry. So they started having these teas in the afternoon. And it's not a high tea. I think a lot of people think a high tea means it's just fancier. But a high tea really means a full meal.
Oh.
And we're not having a full meal, which is what you would have later in the evening. So our first, there will be a variety of three different kinds of sandwiches in our first course. The second course is your savories, and we'll be serving two kinds of scones with Devonshire cream. And we're going to also serve some of our rhubarb butter that we are now making and marketing under the Icaria label. The rhubarb is grown there in our gardens at Icaria. And then our final course is called the sweets. And last year we had three different types of sweets. We had something that was chocolate, then we had fresh strawberries with orange curd, and then we had an almond cream cake. And this year we're changing up the menu a little bit, but we're still going to stick with the chocolate, some fresh fruit, and a cake.
All right. So, you have to have chocolate.
You just have to have chocolate.
You bet.
And then we will be serving, of course, tea, hot tea.
And is there coffee for the non-tea drinkers?
No, we just serve tea and water.
All right. Stick with it.
Yeah, we're sticking with the tea.
All right. I know. And are there different flavors, or is it just kind of basically?
I think it'll be a basically English tea.
All right.
Yes, leaf English tea. Steeped and ready to go.
All right. So, you're just sticking with the tradition here rather than trying to make it something that wasn't
true. Yes, we don't want to Americanize it too much.
There you go. And now when people come to the tea, will they be able to see some of the other parts of the colony?
Well, the colony will be available, and we'll probably have the schoolhouse open if they want to walk down to the school and take a look inside. It's a typical one-room school.
Okay.
And so, yes, they'll be able to, and of course, we'll be serving it in the dining hall, so they'll get to see that. And
But now you're excited about something that's happening right now that's down the road here a little bit.
Yes.
More people are going to be able to see.
Whenever we have meals out there, we have to prepare the food here in town in a state-licensed kitchen. And Boz's Kitchen here in Corning has been very generous to let us use their facility. So we fix the food in town and have to truck it out to the site. We are in the middle of developing building a kitchen and sanitation project out at the site. We'll be adding visitor bathrooms, two visitor bathrooms, and the sanitation system. And then we're putting in a state-inspected or state-certified kitchen in the basement of the communal dining hall. And so we're going to be able to prepare not only food for our events out there, but the kitchen will be available for people in the area that want to, say, develop a food product that they could then sell through boutique stores or a grocery store. And so the kitchen will be available for other people, young budding entrepreneurs who would like to develop products.
Now,
we'll also be teaching classes out there.
Excellent.
That sort of
thing. Now, somebody, do people want to come and use this space for, like, family reunions?
Well, we haven't as such
so
yet
far.
Because
okay.
we didn't have bathrooms out
uh-huh.
there yet. But, yes, down the road it is going to be available for meeting spaces. The dining hall is not real large because this dining hall was built in 1878 after there was a split in the colony. So the group of people that used this dining hall was smaller than the original group. And so, like for the tea, we can only seat 48 people comfortably. So, but for medium-sized meetings and things like that, yes, it will be available.
Okay. Now, 48 tickets, and I know people come from all over, including last year you had a couple people from Cass County, so we better tell people how they can get their tickets so they can get right on it.
And we've already sold tickets to some ladies from Fairfield, Iowa.
Wow.
I happened to read about it in the Iowan magazine.
Oh, my goodness. That's a bit of a trip.
Yes, that's what I thought. Do they realize how far they're coming? But, yes, tickets may be purchased. They're $20 each, and they may be purchased at the foundation office, which is my office. And that phone number is 641-322-4717. Or they could email us at the office, and that is just Icaria@frontiernet.com. tickets.net.
Okay.
Then some of our committee members also have tickets.
If people go on, I just went in and searched for the French Icarian Colony, Iowa, and mm-hmm. there was information there. So mm-hmm. Your phone number is there, so that would be
right.
a way for people to get
yes,
that.
Yes, and we have put press releases out to all the area newspapers, and we have also have it on our website, which is just Icaria.net.
Okay.
And it's on the website, and all the information is okay. on there.
And, yes. of course, we have it. I have it here also if somebody
right.
needs it.
Right.
All righty. Well, we want to thank you very much, Sandra Leininger, for visiting with us and inviting folks to the May Day Ladies Tea. But get your tickets now.
And I thank you for the opportunity to share with your audience.
You bet. Till next time, here's the thought. The best way to predict the future is to create it.